Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Thursday, the 29th of April, 2021. On the podcast today, Stuart Gall, CEO, Helen Jones, CFO of Intelligent Ultrasound, on another positive year of progress despite the restrictions of the pandemic on the release of their full year results. Also, I have 2 lists for you, the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top 5 most read RNSs too. By the way, you can see these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. We'll see lots of the content. In fact, there's an article there on Verici DX, signs lab lease in the US. There's also one on Intelligent Ultrasound, article there by Francesca. Proactus Holdings says progress continues to be encouraging. SDX hails transformational 2020 while prepares for a US launch of Aquifer. And of course, lots for the content. Let's just check out the COVID-19 index. Biggest rise of the day is Frontier IP Group, up at 8% to 88 pence. Biggest faller, Tech Capital, down 7% to 11 pence. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now, Stuart Gall, Chief Executive Officer, and Helen Jones, Chief Financial Officer of Intelligent Ultrasound. IUG is the ticker there. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Nice to talk.
Yeah, and you've just released your final results for the year 2020. What a year it's been. I said we were just talking there. It's still the tail of this COVID. It's still with us. It's a long tail still dragging on. But it hasn't stopped your progress. I mean, of course, you probably could achieve more. Who couldn't have? But you've done very well, and we'll get into that in a bit. Before we do, Stuart, for people not familiar with Intelligent Ultrasound, just give them a brief overview of what you're about, please.
Okay, so, well, we're an ultrasound business. Our vision is to harness the power of the next generation of AI algorithms to make ultrasound simpler to use, easier to learn, by providing guidance, training, and support to medical professionals whilst they're scanning, and ultimately enabling ultrasound for everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start off with operational, which is for you, Stuart. Then we'll go with Helen for the financial. So first of all, it's operational. Like I say, it's been a tricky year for everyone, to say the least. But you've got lots of things done. So take us through that, if you could.
Yeah, I think, you know, like everyone, we were unsure how COVID would really impact us. You know, in March, we were all hoping that we'd be getting through this quicker than we have done. But I think most importantly, we said we were going to do 2 main things. One was on our simulation business, that is the established business, the business that generates revenue for us. It was minimize the impact of COVID on sales, which we did. We, originally were thinking, gosh, this could really impact getting into hospitals because we literally can't go and sell to hospitals anymore. But we managed to keep sales within 13% of last year, which I think was a major achievement, and launch a product that enables us to sell a COVID module to hospitals. So that was very important. And then secondly, we said we've got to keep all our R&D going so that when we get to 2021, we have a platform of new products in the AI space that we can sell. And we did that. So we launched last year, GE launched last year, their Sonalist software on their new Swift ultrasound machine, and that integrates our ScanNav AI technology. So that was a major plus for us. That product launched at the end of last year. And at the same time, we said we're going to bring our own product to market for the anesthesiology market, peripheral nerve block product that is a standalone device that you can plug into an existing ultrasound machine. And we took that product through CE approval, and that was announced only last week. So we've actually managed to do the two main things we said on R&D and also do the main thing we said in terms of sales and simulation, and at the same time strengthen our balance sheet to get us to a position of having just under 9 million cash at the bank at the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You have managed to minimise it. So, in fact, let's take us through, Helen, some of the figures there. Like I say, you could have expected a drop off a cliff, but it hasn't happened, and of course that's down to you guys. So what's happened, Helen, figures-wise?
Yeah, that's right. So obviously in a year dominated by COVID, you know, we think that we did deliver a respectable financial performance, and we're pleased that the revenues were only down overall by 13%. Mm. The drop was mainly due to the impact of the pandemic on our reseller network in Europe and the rest of the world, which was particularly hit hard by COVID. However, offsetting that was an excellent performance by our UK sales team, and where sales actually doubled year on year. So that was really positive. We were able to mitigate the reduction in revenue with improvements in our gross margin, as well as savings in travel and marketing costs, with all our sales teams not being able to travel for product demos and installations, and also not being able to attend exhibitions and conferences, which were all cancelled during the year, meant that we saved quite a lot of cost on marketing. Yeah. So we ended 2020 with an operating loss of 4.5 million, which was slightly up on 2019. So our operating cash flows also positively improved by 1 million. Mm-hmm. So they were 2.3 million for the year. As Stuart's just mentioned, we successfully raised 4.8 million in May 2020 from shareholders. So that meant that we were able to continue our planned R&D across both divisions in the year. We have a robust net asset position at the end of the year, and you know, a strong cash position of 8.8, which you know, we feel confident will take us through to our profitability inflection point.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at, I mean, that was last year. I mean, like I say, you did say beforehand, Stuart, you know, a long tail on this, but like I say, it is a tail, and so hopefully the thin part of the wedge is coming. And I suppose because you're based in the UK and America, and I said the vaccination problems seem to be going very well in both countries. What's the outlook here? What are you thinking, and what's your strategy?
Okay, so I think as you say, we're dealing with the tail. Well, everyone's dealing with the tail. We've had a good start to the year, so that's, I'd say, encouraging. Our strategy is, I guess, unchanged from last year. It's continue sales of the simulation product range. So we have expanded the products in that portfolio. We're looking to continue to grow that this year. And then importantly, start to make first sales in the clinical AI division. So, you know, we have a two-pronged go-to-market strategy for our clinical AI products. This is a new market. It's the sort of exciting future market for us. We have our on-machine royalty-based license approach. We've signed our first deal with GE. That's the ScanNav Assist product that is integrated into their Sonalist product on their GE Swift machine. So that will clearly, we hope, generate sales in 2021. But also importantly, we have our own go-to-market strategy for an off-machine devices. So ScanNav Anatomy plugs into existing ultrasound machines. That product is going to launch at RA UK next week. So the UK will be able to buy this product, and we'll look to be selling that product and generating revenues in that sector of the marketplace. So I think really pushing on with our clinical AI sales, but also in tandem with that, keeping the development going so that we've got this platform of products in AI software that will be delivering us revenue both from royalties and on machine sales.
Yeah, and like you say, it's hard to say, isn't it? But when it'll actually get back to normal, but you think you are seeing signs of that now, yeah?
We are. So again, it is very much country dependent. Mm. You know, the UK started well, US has started well. We've actually seen reseller sales, you know, obviously varying by country, but start to come back in 2021, which I think is important. So we're encouraged, let's put it that way. And I think one of the benefits that we've had is that, you know, is the our ability to sell over the internet by doing web-based demos. We've invested quite heavily in our operational part of the business. So we've in effect moved to a new head office in Cardiff, and that's given us significant more space for our R&D team to work, our sales team to work, etc. But also importantly, have web-based demonstration rooms that have all our product in there with a very sophisticated way of showing it on live on screen, so that hospitals can see this product without us having to go there. And we've got one of those rooms in Cardiff, and obviously in America our office is in Alpharetta just outside Atlanta. We have another one there, and that has enabled us to in effect continue selling even when hospitals go into lockdown. And I think that's going to continue to be important going forward until, you know, exhibitions start to open up around the world, etc. You know, last year, I don't think we've been to an exhibition since March last year. We will start to go to exhibitions again towards the end of the year. There's a big event in Chicago called RSNA. It's the biggest radiology event in the world. And we will have a major stand there showcasing our products to the world. But that'll be probably our first big event since March 2020, you know, 18 months later.
Yeah. Wow. Excellent stuff. Okay. Well, as always, Stuart, three reasons if someone likes the sound of what you're doing here and your outlook and strategy, but are not yet following the story yet, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay. Well, I'd say, first of all, that our core business of our simulation sales are looking strong and recovering. We held on to those and we're growing them again in 2021. Our AI business looks really exciting. Two new product platforms in the marketplace and new products to follow through afterwards. And that we've got cash to enable to get us to profitability. So, we think we're at an exciting time and we're looking forward to 2021.
Excellent stuff. Helen, Stuart, thanks very much. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five. Abingdon Health, up 2.6% to 59 pence. At four, Shield Therapeutics, up 4.4% to 47.5. At three, Tirupati Graphite, 92 pence. That is down 1.6. I always find it hard to say Tirupati Graphite. Doesn't come off the slip of the tongue very well. At two, Space and People, non-mover, 10.75. And at one, Helium One, up 18%, or close to 19%, 20.1. So had a good rise this week, Dan. Let's have a look at that. I like the guys who came on the podcast, actually. Helium One, here we go. Yes, it's gone from 8 to 20. Wow, it's taken off there. That's what you call is quite hot on the chart. Maybe do a breather. Who can tell? RSI is at 80-odd percent, 81. So normally, you know, it has a consolidation at that period sooner or later. Okay, it's time for now the top five most read RNSs. These are what people have been reading or opening up via the platform there. At five, it's Helium One, mobilization of drill rig and trading on the OTCQB. At four, Bidstack, Catherine Hayes joins as strategic advisor. At three, Horizonte Minerals, Vermelho ESIA contract awarded to Rambo. At two, Gritland Gold, excellent growth drilling results. Hey, Javieron. Okay. And at one, Argo Blockchain, full year results, which saw revenue increase by 120% to 19 million. EBITDA of 7.9 million compared to 1.4 in 2019. Delivered net profit of 1.7 million compared to a 0.7 million net loss in 2019. I've already got the cash and digital assets on the 31st of December amounted to 6.7 million. Thanks for listening. That's it for the podcast. Muchos appreciado.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At BP, we're putting words into action, making our strategy happen, growing our upstream rapidly and efficiently with seismic imaging tech. 6 discoveries in 2025, 2 in Egypt, 2 in Trinidad and Tobago, 1 each in the Gulf of America and Namibia, as part of plans to drill 40 wells globally by 2027, helping drive long-term shareholder value. Learn more at bp.com/strategy at work.